This is St. Louis Public Radio. More than half of Missouri is still suffering from drought, despite recent rainfall. And the dry weather has been especially hard on agriculture, an industry key to Missouri's economy. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports from one of the worst drought-stricken zones in the state.
Missouri hay, the primary feed for livestock, has hit its lowest production level in 30 years, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Ideally, each acre of pasture produces 2 tons of hay a year, which would be two of those large circular rolls you often see in farm fields. In 1988, the average acre in Missouri only yielded a little over 1 ton, and this year it's been 1.5. Logan Chrislaw is a 30-year-old cattle producer in Howard County, about a half hour's drive west of Columbia. Every day, he and his dad use tractors attached with forklifts to deliver hay to their roughly 200 head of purebred Charley beef cattle. They also produce corn, soybeans, and wheat. Chrislaw says the cold April, the scorching hot May, and the summer-long hot dry weather have taken their toll.
So the crops started out and really never had enough moisture to take off and thrive like they needed to. A lot of our hay crop was about half to two-thirds at best of what it should have been.
I've heard the saying corn should be knee-high by the 4th of July. How high was it on the 4th?
Well, the corn had plenty of height to it. The biggest issue was the hot weather during pollination, so we actually didn't get good yields. There weren't many kernels on the corn.
And the kernels were smaller due to the lack of moisture. Chrislaw usually sells his corn, but this year he chopped up most of it to use as winter feed for the cattle. He's hoping the drought will lessen so that the cattle can live off any new growth they get before the weather turns cold.
Right now, the price of the forages that it's at is really at a level you can't ensure your profitability, if you will. You're really going to put yourself in a bad business position buying high-priced feed for the cattle. So we don't have enough feed. We're putting up everything we can and scouring everywhere we can to find more.
Chrislaw says he probably won't be able to pay himself for the rest of the year because any extra money he gets will go towards feed. And he's not alone. Livestock owners across the state, even in counties not affected by drought, will have a hard time finding affordable food for their herds. Bob Guarino is the USDA's statistician for Missouri.
Hay supply is not, it's pretty much done for this year. And so we're kind of stuck with that.
Meanwhile, any livestock owners who do buy hay will almost certainly get it from out-of-state growers not affected by the drought and will pay a lot for it. And not all of them grow corn as backup feed, as Chrislaw does. Dr. Scott Brown, an extension professor at Mizzou, is encouraging livestock owners to consider using alternate feed sources.
Corn, soy hull pellets, there's a lot of alternative feedstuffs that have not moved up as significantly as hay.
Brown also says it's too early to put a dollar amount on the negative economic impact from the drought, but he expects government assistance will be made available to anyone who suffered catastrophic losses. While much of the attention has been on rural Missouri, farmers and ranchers in the outskirts of Metro St. Louis have also been hit hard. Debbie Kelly specializes in horticulture for the University of Missouri's Cooperative Extension Office in Jefferson County.
I visited with farmers, and they said that their hay, when they mowed their first hay cutting this year, they only were able to get 50%, and some of them are not even going to do a second mowing for their hay and just let it go.
Kelly, along with Brown and Guarino, do point to one small bright spot. Soybean production has not been harmed too badly by the drought. So far, the average acre in Missouri has yielded 47 bushels of soybeans this year, compared to 49 bushels last year. The National Weather Service's 90-day forecast for Missouri is showing precipitation to be at normal levels, which, if holds true, would be an improvement. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.